In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Christmas story began long before Jesus was born. The scriptures are filled with detailed predictions, voices from history declaring that a Savior was on the way. The prophet Isaiah wrote that God would bring comfort to all people that a voice would be heard in the wilderness, a voice of one calling, "Prepare the way for the Lord." Around 2,000 years ago, events began to unfold, signaling the Messiah was on his way. An angel first appeared to a young girl named Mary and told her she was chosen to bring the promised Savior into the world. An angel also appeared to her betrothed husband, informing him of Mary's great destiny. Just before Mary was due to deliver her child, she and Joseph learned that they had to take a long journey required by the Roman tax census. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there were no rooms left, only a stable. It was that night, in that stable, the miracle birth took place. Her firstborn son in cloths and placed him in the only cradle available.
In a manger,
He came to earth from heaven, our God and Lord of all. His shelter was a cradle. His stable was a stall. For the poor and meek and lowly, he came to earth, our Savior holy. As the newborn king lay there in the manger, the world around him began to change. The Bible tells of a strange light in the heavens, of an angel appearing to shepherds, leaving their sheep and hurrying away to see the child. On that holiest of nights, in the tiny town of Bethlehem, the course of history was forever altered. May the ushers please come forward.
Thank you.
they arrived in Bethlehem, the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they began spreading the word, and everyone was amazed by what they were saying. The shepherds returned to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, which was just as they had been told. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirits, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merits, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Done in sending his beloved. Thank you.